Hello there. You're about to listen to twoguysradio.com on the CD networks. This show is not for kids and may offend people. Nutso and Chuck don't care, but I thought you should know. Warning, that's what this is, so if you can handle it, enjoy the show.
You're listening to Two Guys Radio with your hosts, Nutso and Chuck. Let's get this show started, shall we?
Welcome to TwoGuysRadio.com.
TwoGuysRadio.com back. Like always, we're always back. But this time we're really back because we haven't done a show in like a month.
Hasn't been that long. Come on, man.
It's been a while.
Listen, you got some best ofs out of us, so that's always good.
Because it's the best of times of Nutso and Chuck on TwoGuysRadio.com.
Yeah, and our best ofs are basically, we take three episodes, and we chop them up, and we make one good episode, or, you know, one what we think is you'll enjoy, and that is Two Guys Radio Best Ofs, now available on our Podomatic and iTunes account.
That one tastes good.
And the quesadilla tastes good.
Delicious.
Our intern made a quesadilla, and she's over on the corner herself, just kind of giving herself comments. Oh, I did a fabulous job.
The presentation looks amazing. I've well placed the sprinkled cheese before I put it in the microwave and nuked it.
I tell you what, I could probably open up a restaurant now.
Only thing on the menu, homemade enchiladas.
I only serve quesadillas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Quesadillas. There you go. Sorry about that.
No, the restaurant's called Quesadillas.
We should put it in a...
See? Oh, wait. She has a new plan now. Instead of the microwave, she says she's going to try...
The baker, the baking,
the panini grill.
Oh, okay. You're gonna have a panini case.
I'm gonna have an Italian quesadilla.
A panindilla.
We're mixing a padilla foods now. A padilla.
There you go. A padilla.
Padilla. A panini and a quesadilla. A padilla. Nice. So
today's
we're gonna have ourselves.
Brought to you by a panini grill with a quesadilla on it.
Yeah, we're going to have ourselves basically a Dominican Republican pitcher for the Dodgers, Vincent Padilla. Very thank you.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Nice.
Good old sports reference.
We're making MLB All-Stars with a panini girl.
Uh-huh, very nice. That's the next thing. You know, they say fusion food, and fusion food is when you take two different types and you mix them together. So, like, you take, Mexican and Chinese, and then you create something out of it. So... the teriyaki quesadilla. Bam, in your face, fool. In your face.
Not bad.
So, right? Like that. Oh, what you want to eat, sir? Oh, I want a teriyaki quesadilla. Oh, okay. No problem, Holmes. It's like that. That's how it's served. That's how they serve it up. He has to change up real quick. Yeah. Oh, no problem. Here's some breaking news from Two Guys Radio. Chuck and I have... We spent hours and hours putting this together. It's going to be the greatest special ever.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have a special sitcom for you listeners out there.
We're going to have a sitcom episode of Two Guys. Yes, an actual live studio audience sitcom. And it's in the process right now of being scripted by the guys that wrote The Dictator.
Are you doing a live Two Guys right now?
And our intern is asking if we're live on the air. And we're only live if you downloaded this and you're playing it as you are alive. That's the only way. But we have no phone numbers. We have no email addresses. We don't even exist. We are undercover.
Yeah, we're secret agents.
Yeah, we are secret agents. Two Guys Radio, as like we informed you, we are still here. We haven't gone anywhere. We appreciate you tuning in. And we have
if
so
you're still
much...
There.
We have so much to talk about, though. Like, so much to talk about.
We have noticed a drop-off in the listens and downloads, and we want to apologize for leaving you guys for so long, and hopefully you still care for us.
No,
so if you're listening to this right now, we love you.
If they don't care, if they care, they go and tell their friends, but they don't care, okay?
No, they care because we're filling lots of orders at the semen capsules. We're on back order right now.
Right, we are on back order, and the reason why I'm back order because... My arm is really hurting, man. My
fucking thumb has blisters, and that shit ain't hurting.
Yeah, seriously, dude. My arm is killing me. I I think I sprained my wrists. I say wrists because I did go dual action.
So, oh yeah, you're ambidextrous. You know what?
Yeah, ambidextrous. Ambidextrous.
I slap ass with both hands.
Hell yeah, boy! But yeah, look no, I
Sean over here mixed with flavor.
If you go to twoguysradio.com, you can see in our
twoguysradio.com. Oh yeah, baby, look at the blog. See some cool stuff. Maybe buy some semen from Nutso and Chuck.
Nice. We also have our album available, and we have our T-shirts, the BYMS High School Club.
They don't know anything about that.
No, they should have. If they are listeners to the show, they know the BYMS. They know what that's all about. It's Bang Your Mom Society High School Club.
Yeah, but they don't know about the T-shirts.
I just told them about the T-shirts. It's in the product department and the website.
Yeah, but we got to describe the T-shirts.
Okay, it's a nice white T-shirt. It comes white in tea. All sizes.
Uh-huh.
It shows a picture of a woman that would be depicted as a mother from the 40s or 50s, meaning like Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
And on top it says BYMS, and on the bottom it says High School Club. And you can join the club, and we really promote this to people that never got to join the clubs in high school, felt left out. We want you to purchase this shirt, and remember, we'll have our annual BYMS party at your mom's house. It's cool. And then, you know, all you have to do is, well, basically just tell your mom to show up. So,
moms only, MILFs.
Mm-hmm. And just check it out, twoguys.com. We have
don't show up if you're lactating. I don't want to get shot in the face with baby milk.
You know, it'd be awesome if you and I were on QVC with our capsules.
Oh shit. Call now for a limited time offer. Oh, looks like we're down to 20. We got 20 left.
Oh my god, call now. It's a hot item. Look, this one here, this one comes already with HIV.
Who would be the hand model?
The hand,
like handling the vials. You know how they zoom in?
No, I know, but I was thinking maybe they're going to let us make us live on the show. We'll show you the process of how we do this live here on QVC. Who's the hand model?
First, we start with an empty vial, like so. Go ahead, show them your hand. Show them your hand. There it is. There's the vial.
There it is.
And then Nutso or Chuck carefully pull out their junk sensor material. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they start to do a pump and circular motion around their penises. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, look, instantly, the vial's filled.
Boom. But just there like that. There you go.
Look fresh. At that. Look at that.
We said we had 20.
Look at that underhand that Nutso's pulling on. Look at that underhand that hand model's doing the Nutso.
We said we only had 20. Now we have 22 capsules, ladies and gentlemen. Call
currently,
now.
Currently, the inventory has gone up.
Oh, my God. What is happening? Chuck is falling asleep on the air. Chuck, wake up. Chuck, wake
up. Oh, God.
Chuck, wake up, and please stop touching yourself. Okay, this is QVC. Thanks for calling. I want to be that guy. I just want to be that guy. That's all.
Did you ever see the QVC outtakes? There's one where this guy's handling a samurai sword, and he fucking stabs himself.
I have seen that one. The guy. Isn't that the one that he like says that it can never break, and then he goes to smack it, the blade breaks and flies and hits him, right?
Yeah, it flies and hits him and fucking stabs him.
What a moron. Oh,
what's hilarious
goodness.
Is he's like, yeah, you want to be careful with this because it's pretty sharp and it's indestructible. Hi-ya! Oh, fuck.
I know. Oh, it's I'm great bleeding. Too. This. Yeah, bleeding, exactly. Yes. That's exactly how he reacts, too. He's like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. And like the cameraman, the whole time, staying still. Like, I got it's this just, shit.
No one gives a shit about it.
Yeah, like, I got this shit. Dude. You know?
The other funny one is the one when they were doing the ladder, when the guy put the ladder up and fucking fell in the bushes. Did you ever see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, we should put those. We should put the links up to that on the website. Those QVC links, so we can find them.
No, I do not say that one. I do not. Oh, jolly man that you are. I do not say that one. Hey, you know, if you don't know, TV season has started, so all your favorite TV shows are back in action.
Breaking Bad.
So sit your ass down.
The Walking Dead starts next month. On October 14th.
That's right. You also have yourselves. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, they used to be my favorite show, but I only watched like the first two seasons. Then I don't like we've talked about this before. I don't really have time for TV. I, like work
no, but it, but it's well, you know, it's funny as hell.
Oh yeah, the fucking, there's only one dude that's hilarious. That's the dude that's in Horrible Bosses. That dude's like that dude that carries that show.
Oh, I know. And you know what's funny is just the way he talks though too.
It's that's him, and that I bet you he really talks like that in real life.
He does talk like that. Yeah, that's how he talks. But it's just funny how he talks. Yeah, he talks like he's always like has anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Love that show. Oh, recommended by us here. Two guys radio.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep. But also, you know, if what the hell is this? Oh my god. Briticism. What the hell is Briticism invades the United States? Did you know that?
What the hell is that?
Briticism. Briticism is a notable increase in Americans' usage of British terms since the late 1990s. So basically, Americans are adopting British words. Would you like to know which ones?
Go ahead.
Okay. These words are invading the United States, ladies and gentlemen, so please get your Quran and protect yourself. And, oh, man, that's great. So these words here. Cheeky. So, you know, cheeky. You know. Oh, don't be cheeky.
What the hell does cheeky mean? I've never fucking heard that.
When someone says, don't be cheeky, it's kind of like don't be goofy. Okay. He's being cheeky. He's being a cheeky monkey. Chat up. That just means talk. Oh, chat up. You guys chat it up. I don't know why that's a British thing. And I don't know why this is a British thing. Sell by date. That's a British thing?
Sell by date?
Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, how is this a British term? The long what? Game. How is that a British term? The long the game.
Long game or gain?
Game. Gaze.
Oh, gaze.
Gonorrhea. Words that start with G. Go.
Gay. Go-kart. Gonzo. Gonorrhea.
Gonzo.
Gain. Got. Go.
Got. Go. Gatchatory rape.
Gadget.
Right? Did I get that one right? Gatchatory rape? No?
What?
Who?
You're breaking up. Cell phone.
Hello there. Cheerio. Chap, chap.
Hello. I'm Spider-Man. Hello.
Next thing, Spider-Man's here. Next thing you know, they're going to be like, yeah, we, you know, allow's our word, don't you? It's like, how's hello your word? Allow. Oh, you don't say the H. Allow. Allow. I'm Mick Jagger. check this one out here. This one says, doing the washing up. Do the washing up. I guess that means wash your hands, wash up, I guess, right? That's what I think that would mean. Don't ask me why this is this is retarded, but how is this an English thing? Why are they confusing me, these English? It's to move house. I don't know what that means. To move house. I don't you know, the English gave us a couple of good things. Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, that's where she's from, huh?
That's where my list ends. So
I don't even think that was a gift, really. It was a waste of money.
That's I think maybe the guy that created Lord of the Rings, maybe he's I don't know.
The precious. Oh, the precious.
Did they create toothpaste? That's what I call a jab. Don't be so cheeky there, Chuck.
Oh, fuck. Another news we have for you. Apparently in New York, the government or the Parks Department spent $2.3 million on a public restroom.
On one restroom?
On a boys and girls. It's just a restroom facility that looks all futuristic. They spent $2.3 million on it in a park or some shit.
Well, that's it? That's what you got for me?
That's what I got. I got something else for you.
Somebody spent $2.3 million on a shitter?
Yep. That's some of the world of news for you. How do you feel about that?
Words that start with SH. Go.
Shit. Shun.
Shot.
Shoot.
Shoot.
Shat.
Shat.
Shave.
Shave, yep. Shagged. Shagged.
Shagged.
I win. Another English word. Shagged. See?
Son of a bitch. In other news, Lil Wayne passed Elvis on the top 100 singles.
Yeah, I heard about that. The most singles ever on a chart.
Yep, he has 109, and I think Elvis only has 100.
But what is the difference between those two?
Elvis is actually a good artist.
Well, no, artists. Elvis had over 100 solo songs, where Lil Wayne, only 42 of those songs are him. The other ones are songs he featured on.
Ah, yes.
Oh, very, very cheeky, my friend. Very, very tricky. Pass me a faggot. I want to smoke it. So that's another thing that they created, the British, the word faggot, which means cigarette.
A smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake. Hello there, Chuck. I'm going to join you the rest of the show.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery is here.
I'm Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery.
I'm Sean Connery. No, you're not. I am Sean Connery.
Sound like you're special. Well, Sean Connery, I think it's time for our first break of the day. Are we going to do music commercials? Have fun? Are we going to jerk off into vials live on the air and let him listen to us breathe hard? Or what? What are we doing? Apparently, we're jerking off. Okay, that's disgusting. He's shitting in a vial. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Two Guys Radio. Thank you for listening.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsors. Two Guys Radio, where anything can happen.
When you're at home and you're wanting to make some babies that are goofy and funny, you just pick up that phone and you go to the internet, you order Chuck and Nutso Semen.
Semen capsules, you can get them anytime. TwoGuysRadio.com, go to the product line. We'll fill them up, we'll ship them out, you'll be at your house. Just swallow them down and Two Guys Radio will pop out. That's TwoGuysRadio.com.
TwoGuysRadio.com.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Time, you take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my tears and know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now and I need to know how to live my life as it's meant to be.
Did you have a band?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Who gives a shit? It's a great band, it's a bad band, it's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what, there's music in the air.
Two Guys Radio, Nuts O' Wheat Show.
TwoGuysRadio.com is back on the air. If you downloaded us through Podomatic or iTunes, we appreciate it. Please leave us a comment and rate us on iTunes.
Thank you.
It would be fantastic. Steve Jobs would appreciate it.
I'll take half a star. Well, something.
I'll take any star. I will take myself to the moon. Diabetes are bad. So, you know, that's kind of like where we're going with the whole premise of when we started Two Guys Radio. We were like, what is our message? What is the main thing we're really trying to advocate doing this? We're already 30 episodes in. What is our point? And we really come to the conclusion that diabetes are bad.
Yeah. We would like you to all pay attention to your diets and get current checkups on your, what is that, the insulin count? Your blood sugar? Is it your blood sugar count?
Oh, wait. What are you talking about? That's not what I'm talking about. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. I was talking about beating diets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You thought I meant the disease where people like get really fat and then like they have to cut their left leg off. No, 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 no. I don't want more pirates in this planet. I want to defeat dieting. That's what I meant. Diet beating. Huh. Yeah. Oh, okay. You didn't really. Yeah. Diet beating. Yeah. No, no, no. People need to eat, man. People look at people in Mississippi. They don't know how to eat. Holy shit, man. People think that those, hold on, let me ask my intern. Intern, what do you call those things that come from the ocean and you, like the earthquakes cause them? What are they called again? My intern knows this stuff. She's like, tsunami. See, I told you my intern would know. And then tsunamis are created by people in Mississippi, the fat ones, tsunami, that go to the beach. And then they go and lay down on the beach, causing the earthquake. Therefore, the water comes up. I love it, man. Remember, defeat diabetes by eating more so you can cut both of your legs off and then feed them to yourself.
Okay. I guess we can take that.
That's fucked up, man.
You're a sick, sick bastard. I just want you to know.
If you do have diabetes, please call us at 855-456-3283. And make sure it's at 10 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. And when they answer, say, wait, are you guys giving away the free diabetes pamphlets? Who is this?
We'd like some information.
Yeah, we'd like information on diabetes. And then if they give you a bunch of sports talk, just get pissed. What? Hello? Hello?
Is anybody there?
Hello? Did somebody hang up? What? The whole time, this whole segment, I was setting that up the whole time. Even with the diabetes stuff, I was setting up the fart joke. Oh, man. That was great. Chuck, you are a classic.
I know.
Welcome to Chuck Classic Radio, where we're going to play the greatest hits from Chuck. Chuck one time came on the air as Nutso was talking about diabetes. This is an oldie but a goodie. And he was talking about diabetes, and Chuck came on the air and did a fart sound. Ladies and gentlemen, here on Chuck Classic. Let's play that one again. So, yes, that is fantastic. That is. Hey, I got news for you about an airplane. You like airplanes?
Go ahead.
The Air Force One. You know what the Air Force One is?
Yeah, the plane the president flies around in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that would be my news.
That's it? Okay.
And you know what? You did a good job reporting it for me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yep. I do what I can. I do what I can.
You did a very good job. Here's another one for you. Jerry Sandusky.
The molester.
Mm-hmm. Victim number one has signed a book deal. Because that's what I want to read.
One of his close encounters of how he fucking lured the kids into the shower?
Yeah, that's what I want to read. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble's right away. Damn, you have that book about the molestation of children?
Yeah, I'm just catching up on how I can lure them into my shower and my van.
Yeah, I'm
obviously,
trying to take...
the candy thing doesn't work anymore. You got to go above that.
I'm trying to take notes, and this Sandusky guy seems pretty good at this stuff. Like, really? Who's going to want to read that? Seriously. Who wants to read that? That's horrible.
I'm sure there's a sick son of a bitch out there that wants to.
That's like, who wants to read books about people being molested?
So what? I told him to bend over because he dropped the soap, and then I just rammed him really good.
The end.
And then there was little Timmy that didn't want to pick up the soap, so I kicked him in the back of the kneecap and made him pick up the soap. And
then I rammed him.
And then I rammed him in.
That's his catchline. That's his catchphrase.
And then there was Tyler. Oh, Tyler was a fun one. He was too big for me to kick in the kneecaps, so I tasered him in the neck, and he just laid there with his mouth open as I teabagged him.
And then I rammed him. The new Dodge Ram, Sandusky edition.
Nice.
Get rammed.
The Ram P edition.
Get rammed. I can't wait for that one to come out. You know? Oh, did you go to Penn State? 20% off, bro. It's awesome.
Penn State edition. It's no longer the Dodge Laramie. It's the Dodge Ram, the Penn State edition.
Get rammed. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
They're raping everybody.
They're raping everyone. Jerry Sandusky is going to be in your nightmares.
Hi, I'm Jerry Sandusky, and I approve this message.
He's a politician. He comes up to the podium. What do you guys say? You know, I have a new proposition to put on the ballot. Number proposition 9.
Statutory rape.
Yeah, we should make that legal. I think it's a great idea. We should make it legal.
After it happened, you can't claim or pursue anybody after 3 months. Give him 3 months.
And he makes sure he kidnaps the kids for 3 months.
And then gives them back.
Where have you been? I got rammed so many times. Like, what?
Hey, son, we got a new Dodge Ram. No,
father. Son, we're moving to St. Louis. You know where the Rams play? Oh, you son of a bitch. And we got you a pet. Joke. Yeah. We got you a pet ram. Why would you do that? That makes no sense. Zero sense, father. Why did you buy me a pet ram? And plus, sorry to tell you, son, but I'm a pedophile. What?
Ow.
No. Sandusky. Proposition 9, approved by Jerry Sandusky.
No. The way he said that. Sandusky.
No. Yeah, man, I think you could do his jokes. His jokes can go on forever.
Oh, yes, they can.
I mean, he created fantastic monologue for us. You can make a
wrestling move called the Sandusky.
You can. Yeah, you can do that. And it'd be like how would it sound? Oh, my God.
Like John Cena's got him in the good old Penn State Sandusky.
Oh, in the Penn State lock. Oh, my God. He's doing it. There it is. The Ram. The Ram. And that looks like it hurts. We got a chance
to catch up with Sandusky. And I talked to him all about his altercations, and he just kept clearly stated he rammed them all, and that's why the name's called The Ram.
The Ram. I ran him off the board. Really? Wow. Wow. Jerry Sandusky.
That's our talk for today.
A fine stand-up. What's funny is we're like way behind, like months and months. People are going to be like, these guys, that's an old one. Talk about something new. You guys suck. And so we're going to have to jump to something new.
What do you got? You got anything new?
Yeah, hold on. I was about to. I almost feel like there's a fart coming out of my mouth, which is a burp.
Oh, I feel like there's a fart coming out of my ass. Hey, we must be linked.
We are linked. You and I are like the Wonder Twins. Okay. Powers activate. I am going to be the form of somebody that's even taller, more slender, more of a Hollywood type, makes a lot of money. That's my.
12 inch dildo.
Yeah. You are. A Jewish lesbian.
No! A Jewish lesbian, huh? Nice. You're a
Yugoslavian hooker. Only here on TBS Comedy.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. You know what the stock market is?
No. Is it shit?
You know the stock market. You know what the stock market is.
Well, I know what it is, but I don't know where it's currently sitting at.
Oh, no, I was just asking, and that's my news for the day. Thank you.
Oh,
that's all. Okay. That's, yeah.
Stock apparently, Bonnie and Clyde are having an auction.
Really?
With some rare artifacts. How'd they pull that one off?
You know, Bonnie and Clyde, they killed a lot of people, you know? They killed, I think, 13 people, and they were bad. They
97, were bad. Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter.
Me and my who?
Me and my daughter. Eminem.
Daughter.
97 Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, you know what's funny when you say that, then I think of Tupac's Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Think of Jay-Z and Beyonce's Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, because they ripped Tupac off.
They totally ripped him off. And he's probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right now, sitting in Puerto Rico, running around.
Well, I mean, Tupac didn't like Jay-Z.
You know, I don't know. I didn't know the guy. So I don't know
what Jay-Z.
Where do you get your information? Where do you get your information at? You know?
I was watching Tupac Resurrection today. That's where I got all my Tupac information.
Tupac Shakur's.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still listening, you're wasting more of your time.
I got one more for you. Hold on. I got one more for you. Okay?
Okay. What you got?
They found evidence of ancient water on Mars.
Holy fuck. There's water and it's ancient?
No. It's ancient water. So it's probably Alhambra, the stuff that's not very good.
There's a bottle of Alhambra just chilling. Neil Armstrong took a water bottle up there and it floated all the way over there.
This story is bananas. Decapitated lady, lives to tell her story.
How does that?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to look it up. It's crazy.
That's
what? What? I can't. It won't. It's just a video. Just take my word on it, okay?
I got some exclusive noises for you.
Okay. TwoGuysRadio.com. Only here. I got nothing.
Apparently that was a silent fart. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, so that's a half ton ant.
My pop screen smells.
Holy crap. It says, this lady weighs half a ton and she's too fat to be a killer? What? This is making no sense. You know what? Nothing makes sense in this world anymore but twoguysradio.com. Here's a commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Chuck here from Two Guys Radio, reminding you to listen to us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Carmichael Dave Networks, www.thecdnetworks.com, or twoguysradio.com. Make sure to keep supporting us on iTunes, Podomatic. Don't be afraid to rate us. Leave us comments in the comment box.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness, where the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chuck's. So without any further ado, back to the show.
Hey everybody, Two Guys Radio.
Shout out to the Crocodile Hunter. Rest in peace.
Wow.
Rest in peace. Okay. That's if I find that stingray, I'll stomp him out for you. Don't worry. Got your back.
Oh man, if you get a chance out there, people, there's a there's a picture on Yahoo that they put up today. What are those?
Oh,
what are they called?
Oh yes, that shit's hilarious.
The photobomb.
Totally photobomb that couple.
Or not that couple. The lady's
scared as shit. They're like, oh my god.
But their stingray looks like he's smiling.
Yeah,
like,
the
yeah.
stingray looks like he's like, he looks like he's literally photobombing the picture. He's like, what's up, nigga?
Oh, he says, what up, nigga?
Yeah, so he says, what's up, nigga?
Oh, that's funny. Okay, well, so just run down. Chuck has a new iPhone, iPhone 5.
Well, my turn has the iPhone 5. I have a Samsung Galaxy S3.
Yes, you do. And Chuck's going to take his time now to present you the phone fight battle of the century or the week, or there'll be new phones soon.
Round one. Samsung Galaxy S3 comes out swinging the punches with its fast 2 gigs of RAM and its Snapdragon processor. It leaves the Apple iPhone 5 in the dust with its fast response of the touching of the screen and the huge display. As far as the iPhone 5, thank you for buying a 4S with 4G LTE connectivity. Ding, ding, ding. Round two.
Okay, what's round two? Oh, round two. The Galaxy 3W...
Optimus Prime, dick.
Okay, so the Galaxy 3 has a bigger screen than the iPhone 5. The Galaxy 3 has Android system, and the Galaxy 3 has... It's a bigger phone.
Just aside, ladies and gentlemen, the iPhone 5 is a... I guess you can say it is... I mean, if you don't have a 4S, so you have a 4 or a 3GS or something like that, it is worth buying because, you know, you'll get Siri and you'll get a bunch of new features that iOS 6 offers on the 5 only. Of course, all the other Apple products got the update, but they will be missing certain features. But as far as the new features that come with it, there's like only 3 or 4. I can't name them all right now, the whole 3, but I will tell you that you could probably just save your money and just wait for the 6. Because you know how Apple works. They only give you 2 new features with every new update that they give out, whether it's a phone or iOS software.
Yeah, okay, these are the updates. Bigger screen, brand new charge adapter.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to tell you. So this is a new update. Not only do you get a 0.2-inch bigger screen, you also have a new 9-pin charger that now you have to adapt all of your other chargers and devices to, which is going to cost you about $30 for an adapter. Or you can just buy all new shit.
Yes, and it's a thinner phone. It has a longer battery life. It's faster than the 4.
It's not that thin.
I think it's pretty thin. And compared to the 4, it's pretty thin. I would say so.
As far as it being faster, I mean, I can't really tell a difference, but I will tell you the display on whatever graphics card or whatever they put in the phone for the video display, it does look a lot better as far as graphics, like the quality of the pictures, how it looks on the screen. But, I mean, do you really want to pay, if you're out of contract, do you really want to fork out $600 for a better looking screen and a slimmer, longer phone that pretty much does the same exact thing that the 4S does?
If you're an iPhone person, you're going to buy it. That's all. Own an iPhone, you're going to buy a new iPhone. So
I would recommend for you to wait for the 6 if you have a 4S. If you do not have a 4S, then by all means, buy your 5.
Man, the 6 is going to have what? Nothing. Another bigger screen? I mean, who cares?
If you make the jump from 4S to 5, you're really not getting anything. But if you jump from the 4S to 6, you'll get like 6 new features. You know what I mean?
Who gives a shit?
Anyway, the S3, I think, completely shits on it.
Who gives a shit? Hey, so that was your tech news from Chuck about phones, cellular phones. You know, we always have a cell phone update like every 5 episodes. So,
hey.
There's another one. There's another one. So I got another one. Oh, and in video game news, if you purchase yourself FIFA Soccer, you're going to love playing the game now with your Microsoft Kinect because it picks up things you say. And if you happen to curse on the field or at referees, you will actually get yourself a yellow card. Now, video games, that's a little much for video games. Whoa, wait. Chuck has just pulled up his phone to show me, and his phone is better than the iPhone. It is better than the iPhone, I must admit. It is a very nice-looking phone. So, and it's getting nicer by the second. if this show on visuals. So what I'm trying to say is if you like football, game best, if you like video games, pick up FIFA Soccer 13 for Xbox 360. If you have a Kinect, you can actually talk to the players on the field, and you can get in trouble for talking to the players and the referees.
So if you're like, oh, fuck, what was that? It's all yellow card.
Seriously. The ref will come up and give you a card and be like, wait, why did I get the card? And then you'll get like a message from your coach after the game going, you know, you had a lot of foul language on the field. And you're like, what do you mean? How did my player curse? And you're like, oh, you got to be shitting me. The Kinect picked it up.
That's it. Your
coach. The coach is like, you know what? You don't really fit in around here. You goddamn Mexican.
We don't like your kind around
here. We don't like your brown skin, boy. You look like a jumping bean.
As far as video game news, looking forward to Call of Duty Black Ops and the release of Epic Mickey.
Yes. And, you know, is that those games, Black Ops is like over 18 years old, right? Like, that's like the whole thing.
It's just the rated mature or whatever.
And then Epic Mickey is okay for like all kids, right?
That's a good question. I would hope so, because I haven't seen it. It's a Disney game, so yeah, it's for everyone.
So all kids, even Keeling Down Syndrome?
Yeah.
Are you sure now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play Epic Mickey.
I don't think it's good for think you can count anybody with epilepsy. That's about it.
You know, that's true. That is true. They're like playing to start convulsion and right now we are in the last segment of this show. So if you're listening and you're going, man, this is not going anywhere. You're like, I'm going to change it. I'm going to listen to another podcast. Hold your horses.
Does the other podcast have this?
Does it have this right here? What's going to happen is going to blow your mind. I have lotto numbers 37, 14.
37, 45, 38, 15.
Your mega number. Oh, what's your omega number? Well, your omega number, you take your birthday, you divide it by two, you add three, and then you ask your cousin, your closest friend, what's their favorite number, and you add that number to it.
And then you find the closest person to you that have kids and ask them how many kids they have, and then you add that to the mix.
Yep, and then what you do after that, you really just pick your own numbers because we suck, man.
You want to know what the key is to winning the lotto?
Yeah, what is it?
You pick the same numbers every time. Eventually, it's gonna happen.
Do you believe that? I always had a theory on lotto. People do that, you know. Always play the same numbers. I'm like, you know, the lotto was random, right?
Completely it's like, random.
Like the best way to pick numbers in the lotto is quick pick, because it's the same as you picking your same numbers over and over. Most winners that win the lotto are quick pick numbers because they're just random numbers. Because the lotto is just people. I love people that think the lotto's fixed. Like, how's the lotto fixed? How? Tell me. Call me. 855-456-3283. 10 o'clock in the morning is when we would take phone calls. So, just remember, if you think you have diabetes and you want to win the lotto, and you somehow contract Down syndrome by a mosquito bite, then you should at least give us a listen because we're pretty good. Burritos. I like burritos and Taco Bells. Wow. You're probably like, I've learned nothing from this show. Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
So that's it. If you drink Rockstar Energy, this is an inside tip, ladies and gentlemen. If you drink Rockstar Energy, we have five new flavors coming out. Mid-November.
Five new flavor rock stars.
I won't tell you what they are, though.
What a dick.
That's my little secret. My little ponies. Words that start with P. Go.
Pony. Penis. Pale. Mm-hmm. Pot. Mm-hmm. Pop. Mm-hmm. Pour.
Paper.
Port. P.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You say Pete?
Penicillin.
Penicillin. Pronunciate.
Pendusky.
Percussion. That's true. That's
Penzoid.
Right. Patchatory pape.
Popcorn. Passion.
Mm-hmm. Perder.
Past.
Uh-huh.
Paint.
Polygamy.
Paint. Oh, I like that one. That's
you
a good
do
one.
Like that one, right? So I see I win, right? Did I win?
All right, you can have this one.
Thank you.
Is that a new addition to the show? Just randomly start spurting off words?
That is. Just start saying, and then people can call in the morning and give us their words at 855-456-3283. All calls are taken at 10 o'clock in the morning.
What's that number again, Nutso? I don't think the listeners got
855-456-3283. Give us a call either at 10 o'clock in the morning or at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ask for Dave and tell him you want to say your random words. So that's how it works.
Okay.
I would recommend that. I would do that. Activate my powers. So thanks for listening to Two Guys Radio. We have music for you. We have prizes. We have games galore, people.
I think that's going to wrap up the show today. Just wanted to give you guys a little something to hear our voices. Some Marvin Gaye.
Just like music.
So thanks for listening to TwoGuysRadio.com here on the Sony Networks and the podcast and iTunes.
I'm just a sports update guy.
iTunes.
All I do is update sports.
I think I'm on an engine dome again. Can you me play it? Can you? Who says it? Can you me play the dome again? It's really good though. Man, I don't know what this guy's. You know what he's saying?
We're out.
I
of
have
here.
No idea. What
Thank you for listening.
I know. I went up to the Nathan Parrot, man. You like that doing my dope, Ninja Parrot? So, Ninja Parrots? Hell yeah, play that shit.
This is my favorite jam.
Well, the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, 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 I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by
Brought to you by TwoGuysRadio.com. Make sure to look up all our podcasts on iTunes.com. Two Guys Radio.